right, and welcome to it on a Friday. Good to have you here, man. We got so much to cover today. Some of it good and some of it a little disappointing. I'll start with the disappointing. But people don't live forever. Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, as we told you a couple of days ago, her time was short. Her battle ended yesterday at the age of 76. The Queen of Soul, praised as a voice of Detroit and a voice of America. I believe that's true. And we'll talk more about Aretha a little bit later in the program. Also today, questions for the Paul Manafort jury. They came back and said, well, what does reasonable doubt mean? That's really what they came back and asked the judge 7 or 8 o'clock last night. What does reasonable doubt mean? It's a reasonably strong position for the defense, you would think. It makes you wonder has the government proven its case? We'll find out maybe today, maybe not. The jury retired for the evening, so no verdict has been returned at this point. And then we're going to look at the most important story of the day. We're going to look at the most important story of the day because the most important story of the day is something that nobody's talking about. And Donald Trump's economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says the biggest story, not only of the day, but of the year, is being ignored. It is exactly what I've been telling you it is, and it is why Republicans could do very well come November, far better than anyone thinks. I want you to hear from Larry Kudlow. I want you to hear from him directly how things are going, economically speaking, in this country. Bite one, go.
People may disagree with me, but I'm saying this, we are just in the early stages. We're in the early innings here. We never had a cap goods boom. We're now starting one. And we've never seen income numbers like this, again, after tax, after inflation. Policies matter. I mean, America's a free market economy. Ordinary people run our economy, entrepreneurs. That's the beauty of it. But policies matter. And when you change that switch, as President Trump has changed that switch, things are happening that a handful of us thought might happen, but I would not say it was widespread. So I'll just end, sir, and I appreciate the time very much. The single biggest story this year is an economic boom that is durable and lasting and that most people thought was impossible, and they were wrong. And you were right, sir.
They were wrong and you were right. Not an economic upturn. Not an uptick in the economy, an economic boom. Yeah, an economic boom. That's what Larry Kudlow says we're experiencing. Now, I bring this to your attention because I'm going to go through some polling numbers here that are important for you to understand. First of all, Nate Silver, who was considered for a long time to be the guru of prognosticating these races, he says right now, a 3-4 chance that Democrats take control of the House. 1-4 chance Republicans retain control of the United States House. Nate Silver saying that 35 seats are going to be picked up by Democrats in the midterms, roughly. I don't buy it. And here's why. I don't buy it because of what Larry Kudlow just said, and I don't buy it because of what Technometrica says. Now, Technometrica is something you've never heard of. But they are the folks that put together the IBD tip poll. Investors Business Daily tip poll. That's a collaboration between Investors Business Daily and Technometrica. And it produced the most accurate poll prior to the 2016 election. Now, what's interesting about Nate Silver and his 538 prognostication firm is that Nate Silver had said prior to the 2016 election, Technometrica was the most accurate polling company in America, but he said they've got this one wrong. Well, they certainly didn't, obviously. And we have some new numbers. I bring this all to your attention because we have new numbers today from Technometrica, the company that was the most accurate in 2016, 2014, 2012, 2010. They have a running average of being the most accurate polling company in America. And this is the company that gives the foundational ideas that there could be a red ripple and certainly not a blue wave in America come 2018, November 6th. First of all, the Presidential Leadership Index has climbed another 3.5% in August to the highest level since President Trump's very first month in office. The highest rating Trump has scored on this index was in his first full month in office, which was 49%. Today, it's back at almost 48%. The lowest came in August 2017, when it was just 35.9%. The point is, if you look at the graph put forth by IBD Tip, it's been on a steady rise since, you guessed it, December of 2017, when the president signed the tax relief bills. Climbing steadily ever since then. The president's job approval rating also steadily improving since January of 2018, so right after the tax cuts, it's been on the upswing. And according to IBD Tip, it stands at 41%. According to Rasmussen, it's at 50%. But overall, the president continues to climb. His numbers continue to get stronger. When you look at the direction of the country from this polling, this is the one that really, I believe, is the bellwether. The bellwether Tip poll has direction of the country. Who approves it? Do you think we're going the right direction? It has broken, crested 50%. And this is notable. It jumped 13% in August. 13 points it went up to 50.3%. Its highest level since, not earlier in the Trump administration, its highest level in 13 years. The highest level since 2005. It's well above its 17-year average of 41.6. People believe things are going on in a very good way. People know that despite what the Democrats are telling them and how bad things are, they can go out and say, we're an economic boom. People are going to work. People are getting paid more. Opportunities are everywhere. And so the direction of the country, this is a very telling survey. A 17-year average of 41.6 and the highest point since 2005. That is important. Here's something else. The quality of life. The quality of life index also jumping 7% in August after falling two straight months, reaching a new high. It has been climbing steadily under President Trump. The previous all-time high of 63 was reached in January 2004. So an all-new record high about Americans and what they think about the quality of life in the country today. I mean, these are impressive numbers. How about the standing in the world? The standing in the world index rose 6.2% to almost 48% in August, just above the 17-year average. So there's three record-setting polling numbers back to back to back. Let me tell you something. When Americans like their standing in the world, when they believe their quality of life is high, and when they believe the direction of the country is proper, that doesn't indicate a blue wave. It doesn't indicate a blue wave at all. It indicates that Republicans are going to do better than you're being told. Despite the best efforts of the news media and their 350 newspapers getting together to collude and take on Donald Trump, the American people, you know better. You know things are going pretty well. 14 after, it's a Friday on the Steve Gruber Show.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Be a part of an exciting, innovative way to help struggling families and children. A new-to-Michigan program, Treatment Foster Care Oregon, is partnering with Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties to bring this successful treatment to youth in our communities. Call today to become a therapeutic parent and help provide treatment to children ages 7 through 11 in your home for 6 to 9 months. Both families and individuals welcome. Call Aaliyah Irwin at 517-346-8059. That's 346-8059.